You know, last Monday I saw Ann Donnelly. She's running, of course, for DA. And Bruce Blakeman. He's running for Nassau County Executive. And both of those fine people were at the event again last night. And I did videos with both and took pictures with both. And as we've talked about time and time again, this is nothing new. They are local elections on Long Island, November 2nd. But they both have national implications. Ann's more than Bruce's because she's up against Todd Kominski. But they're both very, very important elections. And I got a chance to talk to Bruce quite a bit last night. And he's running against Laura Curran for Nassau County Executive. He's been on with Eli once before. He's a very, very big fan of the show. Great guy. Very handsome guy. And here he is making his return, running once again for Nassau County Executive, Bruce Blakeman. Bruce, welcome back to the show. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. And thank you so much for having me. I have to tell you that every time I'm on your show, so many people come up to me and tell me how much they love your show. I've never gotten a reaction like that from being on a radio show. So you guys have a lot of fans, and they like what you stand for, and I really appreciate your giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Wow. Well, very nice of you to say. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that. Bruce, we're neighbors. I live in Long Beach, Lido Beach. You were born in Oceanside. I'm not sure where you exactly reside now, but I'm going to be voting on November 2nd, and, you know, it's no secret, Sid and I have had Laura Curran on the show, when they had the bet with the...
The Islanders in Tampa Bay.
Right, exactly. Right. So she's kind of a likable lady, so you're up against that. Bill O'Reilly actually spoke the other day and said he kind of likes Laura Curran, but you say she's raised property taxes. She's done some damage to Nassau County. Tell us what you think, what she's done.
Well, first of all, I like Laura as well. I think she's a nice person, but I don't think Nassau County residents can afford her. Laura likes to pretend that she's a moderate, but she's not. Laura Curran is a Biden Democrat. Laura Curran is a de Blasio Democrat. Laura Curran is a Cuomo Democrat. And she still has not publicly denounced AOC, Omar, and Tlaib, who are Democrats who hate America and are anti-Semites. So she might be likable, but you shouldn't be fooled. She is no moderate.
Now, I will say this. Last time you were on, Bruce, you were talking about the bill, of course, that she did not sign, which
right.
protected and cops from civilians.
It would have allowed cops to sue
right.
people who assault them.
Right. So her point was, look, you have to read the whole bill to understand why I did that. She goes, I'm very pro-cop. I have no patience for any civilian attacking a cop. But that wasn't everything in the bill. Then you went on to say that she actually said at one point to defund the police. So she actually sent the video where she goes back. She starts to say that, doesn't finish it, and goes back on that. So her point is she is pro-cop. She never really said defund the police. She can kind of prove it in the video that she sent. Is she, at that point, is she being honest? How do you think she really feels?
She says different things before different audiences. What a surprise. Basically, she said that she was going to support the police bill, and then people in the progressive left wing in her party, which she's a member of, they said, there's no way, you have to veto this bill. And after she said she was going to support the bill that would give police officers the same protection as we have against people who attack them, the right to sue, she vetoed that bill. She tried to throw federal agents out of the Nassau County Jail who were collecting intelligence and data on gang activity in Nassau County. Crime is out of control right now in Nassau County. She said that she absolutely would not rule out defunding the police. But then later on, after her political advisors and her handlers told her, hey, listen, that's not going to play in Nassau County, then she tried to walk it back. She said she was for bail reform. Then she said it had to be tweaked and changed. You can't trust what Laura Curran says because she says one thing in one community and another thing in another. And look, of all the universities Laura Curran chose to attend, she attended the most progressive, socialist, liberal university in the United States, Sarah Lawrence University. It's documented. It's the most liberal. It's 99% liberal. And she is a liberal. She's a progressive. She tries to fashion herself as a moderate. It's not true. And taxes are out of control. Her reassessment has caused school taxes to go up by thousands of dollars. People are hurting. Crime is out of control. Taxes are out of control in Nassau County. It's broke, and I'll fix it.
Bruce Blakeman running for county executive in Nassau County on the Bernie and Sid Show against Laura Curran. And I would add this. First of all, on the cop bill, enabling the cops to the police officers to sue people who assault them, she essentially thwarted the will of the people. The legislature voted for that, and she said, you know what, I'm going to veto it. So she disregarded the will of the people on that issue. And also, she supports a guy by the name of Todd Kominsky, a man who actually voted for the no-cash bail law. He's running to be a Nassau County DA, and she supports that guy. So she might be likable. I like her, but I can't support a lady who supports Todd Kominsky. How do you feel about that, Bruce?
Well, Todd Kominsky is her running mate. So she's the head of the party in Nassau County. She's at the top of the ticket. So the choice you have is, do you want to vote for Curran Kominsky or you want to vote for Blakeman Donnelly? Annie Donnelly is an experienced prosecutor. She's a no-nonsense person. She's tried rape cases, murder cases, burglary cases. And Annie Donnelly and I are completely lockstep in fighting crime and respecting police officers and respecting law enforcement.
Oh, there's no question. In fact, now that when I arrived there last night and saw both of you, it was like homecoming. You know, she's warmed up to me quite a bit, and the same with you. And it's nice to talk to both of you about what's going on in the party last night. You said to me, you use these two words to be exact, when we talked about Chitterelli versus Murphy in New Jersey. We talked about the McAuliffe race in Virginia, your race, Bruce, against Laura, and hers against Todd Kominsky. You use these two words to describe what's going to happen in November, and you feel strongly about this. Red tsunami, right?
That's correct. People are fed up, and look, local races have consequences. It's the government closest to you. So you have to vote in local elections, not just national elections, because it's the farm team for the Democrats. So we've got to stop them at the local level. Yes, I believe there is a red tide, a red tsunami. And what I would urge everybody to do, just from top to bottom, vote Republican, send a message to Joe Biden, send a message to the liberal, progressive, socialist Democrats, that enough is enough.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing, Bruce Blakeman. That's a great point you make. She supports Joe Biden, Laura Curran. She supports Joe Biden, who has ruined this country. I mean, all the border, Afghanistan, everything. She supports Biden's Build Back Better agenda. Whenever I hear that phrase, I just want to barf.
Listen, all you need to know is CNN this morning has spent a lot. CNN has spent a lot of time this morning killing Joe Biden. Talking about inflation, empty shelves.
Yeah.
CNN could anybody support Joe Biden?
Laura Curran does. Bruce Blakeman does not. And he does not support Todd Kominsky. Residents of Nassau County, tell your friends to get out there and vote. This election means something, as Bruce just said.
It means a lot. November the 2nd for both Ann Donnelly and Bruce Blakeman. Bruce, it was great seeing you again last night. Great job on the radio show this morning. Continued success out there. Godspeed. We'll talk again very, very soon, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You were both great patriots.
Thank you. You too. Bruce Blakeman running for Nassau County Executive coming up November the 2nd. Go out and vote.